Hi, I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese. Welcome to my podcast, Journey from Grief to Healing. Grieving is difficult. I know. I lost my best friend and wife after a long marriage. In this series of podcasts, you'll discover what you are experiencing physically and emotionally is normal. Healing is possible. Remember, love always wins. Life will get better. Episode 82, From Darkness to Light. On April 8th, a total solar eclipse will pass over my home. Daylight, for a few moments, will turn to darkness in the middle of the day. The sun will be totally obscured for a few minutes. It will be a surreal experience. Daylight becoming darkness is an appropriate imagery to describe what happens when we begin to grieve. Yet, as in a total solar eclipse, the darkness doesn't last forever. The darkness gradually gives way to light. If we who grieve give in to the darkness, we fail to see the light when it returns. We're concentrating on the darkness. J.R.R. Tolkien wrote in The Fellowship of the Rings, "The world is indeed full of peril, and in it there are many dark places. But still, there is much that is fair. And though in all lands love is now mingled with grief, it grows perhaps the greater." Darkness comes. There's no stopping it. Yet darkness is impotent. It cannot withstand the light. The light overpowers it. You and I have the power to let the light return to our hearts if we have the courage to open ourselves to love and to be loved in return. Opening ourselves to love and being loved in return isn't always easy for the person who experiences grieving. Grieving can profoundly affect one's willingness and ability to become open to new relationships, including loving again. It's not uncommon for individuals who are grieving to experience fear or hesitation about forming new attachments. This reluctance can stem from several emotional and psychological factors, such as fear of loss, guilt, comparisons, vulnerability, and readiness. Even if one feels he or she is ready for love, love cannot enter an angry heart. Love cannot enter a fearful heart. Love finds its way into hearts waiting in anticipation for its arrival. C.S. Lewis wrote in The Four Faces of Love, "To love at all is to be vulnerable. Love anything and your heart will be wrung and possibly broken. If you want to make sure of keeping it intact, you must give it to no one, not even an animal. Wrap it carefully around with hobbies and little luxuries. Avoid all entanglements. Lock it up safe in the casket or coffin of your selfishness. But in that casket, safe, dark, motionless, airless, it will change. It will not be broken. It will become unbreakable, impenetrable, irredeemable. To love is to be vulnerable." Allowing ourselves to love again is an act of courage. Love, to be a healing agent for those who experience grieving, has to include other people. Love requires vulnerability. I can love, but there is no promise that I'll be loved in return. Love moves out beyond the borders of a quid pro quo relationship. I choose to love because I allow love to flow freely from me to others who come close to me. Paulo Coelho writes, "And by the river Piedra I sat down and wept." But love is always new, regardless of whether we love once, twice, or a dozen times in our life. We always face a brand new situation. Love can consign us to hell or to paradise, but it always takes us somewhere. We simply have to accept it, because it is what nourishes our existence. If we reject it, we die of hunger, because we lack the courage to stretch out a hand and pluck the fruit from the branches of the tree of life. We have to take love where we find it, even if that means hours, days, weeks of disappointment and sadness. We can't stop loving because we've been hurt. We can't shut ourselves off from other people to protect ourselves. I see this happen all the time in men and women who have lost someone they deeply loved. The pain is etched across their face. Their words remain guarded. Every action is calculated to make sure no one can invade the impenetrable walls they've built around themselves. There is nothing one can do to break through the barrier. They alone have the keys to the doors in their walls. They have to open the door to let love flow to them. It's clear that love is not for the timid. It's clear that loving again after a deep hurt takes both courage and a leap of faith. Theologian Paul Tillich said, "One cannot be strong without love, for love is not an irrelevant emotion. It is the blood of life. When we love others in spite of our pain, we are healing. When we allow others to love us in spite of our fears, we are healing. Love asks us to be awake to everyone who comes our way. When we turn ourselves into agents of love, we have no time to dwell on our pain or sorrow." Poet Rainer Maria Rilke wrote, "This is the miracle that happens every time to those who really love. The more they give, the more they possess. Don't be afraid of love. It's not going to bite. Don't be afraid to let love come into your life. Don't be afraid to share love with other people. It doesn't mean you go out and join Match.com or one of the other dating things. It's just allowing yourself to become closer to people, allowing them to come into your life, allowing love to heal you." And what I mean when I say allowing people to come closer into your life, to bring people close enough to you that you can share who you are and you can listen to who they are and you can care for each other in a very compassionate way. Love heals, love wins, it will always come out on top. Never quit, never give up, and never stop loving. If you like this podcast, please subscribe to get notifications of future episodes. You can also check out my blog, Looking on the Bright Side, at www.dancingalone530.com. It's all positive and uplifting. If you have any questions about my grieving experience, I want to share your grieving experience with me. Please email me at ray.breese, B-R-E-S-E, @gmail.com. Have a great day, stay strong, and never quit, never give up.